I am Pierre Lumumba here at Maruba Dam in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya in the mother continent of Africa. And we continue these conversations and we focus today on Algeria. Algeria is very important when one talks about the colonization of the continent of Africa. And the reason why it is important is because it exemplified a territory that was targeted for reasons of pride. And when one talks about pride, I must preface this with a statement that was made by the German, or rather the French Prime Minister of the day, Jules Ferry. He said that civilized societies, France being one of them, have a duty to civilize inferior societies. And he called the civilization of Algeria Mission Civilité, the idea of civilizing these individuals who are otherwise uncivilized. And it started in 1830 through to 1962. And in the early days of the struggle was to impose a civilization which was of a Christian character. And it is noteworthy that one of the things beyond the civilizing mission, because Algeria had been Arabized and Islamized, and therefore there was the struggle of Christianization as a confrontation of the Islamization that had taken place a little earlier. But it is also true that there was an attempt to practice agriculture in Algeria, because the parts bordering the Mediterranean Sea lent themselves to the use or the planting of citrus fruits and to help the wine industry that was then beginning to blossom in France. Much later, of course, in the 1950s, oil was then being discovered and all these other things. But what is significant about Algeria, particularly the struggle, is that at no time did the Algerians submit easily to the French domination. There was always agitation, people organizing against the French. And these organizations took place during the whole period of the 19th century and ultimately in the 20th century when it becomes a lot more vigorous. And it is instructive that this is happening when France herself is going through difficulties. So in as much as they are occupying Algeria during that period, the difficult periods of the First Republic of the French after the Revolution, the Second Republic, the Third Republic, the Fourth Republic, and when in 1958, Charles de Gaulle is called back to be the leader of the Fifth Republic, the struggle for independence has started in earnest. And the French are telling their colonies, including Algeria, that you can become independent, but you come independent as what they call the external territories, or to use the French name for it, les territoires d'outre-mer. And the key leaders at that time are saying within Algeria that we cannot be dominated by the French. We cannot be dominated in religion. We cannot be dominated economically. We want our freedom. And when the 1958 vote is then prescribed by the de Gaulle regime, one of the major freedom fighters of the day, who then becomes the first president of Algeria, he is in the forefront of saying that they do not want to remain within the French territory. And Ahmed Ben Bella, who becomes one of the key figures in the struggle for the liberation of Algeria, then in 1962, when the de Gaulle regime then accepts or surrenders to the freedom fighting, because this was won. And one of the most amazing things is that the French, when they were leaving, were destroying everything. There was a group of Algerians and French, Pieds Noirs. These were the individuals who had acquired French colony, French citizenship, and still were within Algeria. And it is instructive to particularly pose at this stage to characterize French colonization. The French colonization, unlike the colonization of other Western powers, was not only a settler community. It was the process of making people French. Their style was assimilation. So you are assimilated, you become a Frenchman, you become a French citizen. Your leaders were educated in France, particularly at the Sorbonne University, and you became a citizen of France, and your country became part of the French territory. It is from that perspective that one must therefore understand the manner in which Algeria was dominated and the French interfered in a manner that was designed to decimate the civilization. Pausing a little also at that time, against the French, there was the struggle of pan-Arabism. And Ahmed Ben Bella was a pan-Arabist, apart from being a pan-Africanism. And they were trying to reassert the fact that being pan-Arabism meant that they could not allow themselves to be dominated. And for that reason, you see not only Ahmed Ben Bella active in Algeria, but you also see other freedom fighters in Morocco, Gamal Abdel Nasser in Egypt. And of course, Ben Bella is also fighting with the support of other nationalists such as Ahmed Sekou Touré of Mali. In 1962, the French leave. And when they leave, they are still there, typical colonialists. So Ahmed Ben Bella becomes the president in 1962 on the basis of what can be described as the Gaullist constitution. And the Gaullist constitution had one characteristic. It was modified a little in Algeria, that you had a president and a prime minister and there was separation of powers. But no sooner has Ben Bella settled in office and is asking for reparation than there is a coup d'etat organized in 1965, I think, by his own defense minister, Houari Boumediene. But Houari Boumediene, even him, when he takes over, continues the struggle against the French because he too is pan-Arabist. And it is Houari Boumediene who actually leads the process of the nationalization of most of the assets of the French at that time. One then sees why the gripe between Algeria and France has continued to this day. Up till now in the year 2026, Algeria has had 9 presidents since 1962. With Tebboune being the current one. But you can see in that particular process, you started with Ben Bella, you had Houari Boumediene, you had individuals such as Chadli Bendjedid, Chadli and Bouteflika, mentioning the prominent ones. The idea has always been that this French influence has continued. And even as we speak in the year 2026, the gripe between Algeria and the French is still alive. And in the year 2025, the Algerian parliament actually passed a law saying that French colonization was a crime against humanity. It is on that basis that the Algerians are now saying, having committed a crime against humanity, having done what you did to us and controlled our resources, we are looking for reparations and we are looking for an apology. And the current president of France, Emmanuel Macron, has been very reticent in saying it is not mine to apologize, although we admit that French colonization was a crime against humanity. This therefore legitimizes the question, Why is it that, unlike many other states, the post-colonial relationship between Algeria and France has remained very acrimonious, as acrimonious can be, and we have seen it even within France itself, when individuals who are of Algerian origin have demonstrated in the streets of places such as Marseille and Paris, agitating and demanding that the French stop what they are doing in terms of trying to interfere with the domestic affairs of the Algerian peoples. And we are speaking at a time when Western Europe is actually becoming more blatant in saying that actually we need to recolonize our territories. They are not using those words, but they are actually saying that we need to retain our territories of influence. And countries such as Algeria are therefore being seen as a bulwark against the reemergence of what is otherwise a fading France, whose mission still remains, as was articulated by Ferry, to civilize the right of the world, the other people of the world who are considered to be inferior. And remember that there is also an undeclared statement, and I'm using this very deliberately, by the erstwhile colonizers, that political Islam must be fought. And Algeria is seen as the beachhead of political Islam in the Maghreb. It is in that sense, therefore, that we must appreciate that what the French perpetrated in Algeria, which was unprecedented even in their own very diabolical approach to colonization, what they tried to do even post-independence, and what they are trying to do in a subterranean way, even as it loses its other territories in the rest of the world, is indicative of the fact that classical colonization has now shape-shifted and is graduating into neo-colonial approaches, and Algeria remains a target, and Algeria remains a country that is resisting that new push in a manner that the French did not contemplate, but which is in keeping with the spirit of the early struggles of the 19th century, 20th century, and now 21st century. Ladies and gentlemen, as we continue these conversations on the continent of Africa, let us take a short break. We'll see you in a short while. Thank you very much.